Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're finishing up Romans chapter 11 in this episode. Let me start by reading these beautiful verses in verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable are His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor? Or who has first given to Him that it might be paid back to Him again? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. I love these verses. Now, in the previous episode, we finished up what I said was Paul's conclusion about his discussion of God's plan for the nation of Israel. And I pray it's been a fruitful journey for you. It's been a real pleasure for me to spend time in these scriptures and to meditate on these truths and to try to bring them across in a way that helps you in your understanding of God's plan, not only for Israel, but for all of mankind. And so I'm praying for you that that's been a fruitful journey. And what Paul does in these verses is really he breaks out in what I would call a benediction. He just marvels at the goodness of God, because God has completed and brought to fruition everything that He promised He would. And Paul can't help but break out in praise for God. Oh, the depth and the riches, both of His wisdom and His knowledge. How unfathomable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. Paul's simply saying, oh my gosh, the way God has done everything according to exactly what He said He would do. He is worthy of praise and adoration. Then he goes on to quote these Old Testament scriptures. Who has known the mind of the Lord and been His counselor? Who could have ever dreamed that all those years before, when God began to interact with humankind, when God met Abraham out in the wilderness and God spoke to him and called him and selected him to bring about the lineage through which His promise of His Son would come for the redemption, not only of Israel, but for the whole world? Who would have believed that over those thousands of years, all the process would be working and be culminating to this point in history, where who could have known in the mind and the heart of God what He was doing? Who could ever say that they first gave to God something whereby God would be obligated to pay us back? Paul's saying God is amazing and good and right in all His ways. And that should be our posture. It should make us just fall down and worship God and just adore Him for His amazing faithfulness and the ways that He has completed every single thing that He's said He would complete. And then he ends with this statement, for from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Folks, I want you to think about this process. Think about how amazing God is, that He looked over and He saw that His plan, His promise, and His purpose would never be thwarted. No matter how disobedient, no matter how wayward the children of Israel became, no matter how lost people outside of the promise of Israel would be, no matter what happened in the course of all human history, God was faithful. He was true to His promise and to His purpose. He did not waver, and He will not waver. And everything has been done by Him, through Him, and to Him, and for His glory. And listen, no matter what you're facing in your small life, in my small life today, we can know that the God that we are relating to, who was faithful to watch over this whole entire historical process over thousands of years, can also watch over our process over our very short lives. And we can trust and believe that from Him and through Him and to Him, all things are for His glory in our lives. That's the promise. That's the application that we take out of Romans 9, 10, and 11. We have a very clear understanding of how God was faithful to save all of Israel in Christ, and He is faithful to complete His full work in our lives as we give Him glory, as we trust His heart toward us. He is faithful, and we can say, to Him be the glory forever. Amen. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.